Yeah, which sort of leads on to this sort of boundlessness of metta. There is so much love there, which I also relate to as the sort of wisdom sense of metta. I think I've pretty well always related to metta as an insight practice. I think for many years, because I didn't really have much inclination or interest in example impermanence or dukkha or all the things I thought you were supposed to do that were supposed to be insight practices, I sort of clung on to having found this little bit from Sangharakshita saying that metta is pranya. It's like, it's all right, Bhante says so, so that's okay. I think I did intuit that for myself too. And yeah, through the years, I've just really been sustained by the times when I have been in touch occasionally with experiences of love that does feel very boundless, very sort of blazing forth. I think this is what brings the sort of openness that lets all the knots and tangles and difficulties of other things kind of loosen and unravel a bit. You know, there's just loads of different ways I like to explore metta love when I am in touch with it. And when I'm experiencing love, well, whose is it? Where does it come from? When you catch someone's eye and have a sort of communication with them, and perhaps both of you respond, well, which of you is doing that, or who's giving, or who's receiving? When you share a hug, where, and you both respond, well, where does that come from? What's that about? Whose is the love? Did I give it to you? Did you give it to me? Did those both happen at once? Did it all, you know, what's that? What's going on really there? In the metta bhavana, is metta something that sort of starts in my heart, these little shoots that I carefully nurture? Sometimes it feels like that. Is it all this love in the world that I just have to open up to, just sort of relax and let it in? It's actually often just both of those. It's like, and they're resonating with each other. I might be opening to the love from a friend or a Buddha or a Bodhisattva, the atmosphere in the room, just the sense that there is love amongst us, but my heart's resonating with that. That's what's watering the little shoots in my heart. But is it out there or in here, or what is going on exactly? Where is this metta? Where is it situated? It's this sort of dance of, yeah, tending and opening, tending and opening. And sometimes in the last stage of the practice particularly, it just does feel all-encompassing, limitless. Where does it end? Can I find a boundary? Can I find a limit to where love could reach to? And where am I in all that? What would I be in this sort of without centre, without circumference kind of experience of love? Is there a limit? Can it reach a friend on the other side of the world? Can I receive it from my dead father? Could it reach people not born yet? Feels like all those things can happen when it's really strong.